career about to blast like bubbly. And I'll tell you why. It's not just the rapping. It's the fact that this podcast has reached 250,000 downloads yesterday. And so that's time to crack open the bubbly and celebrate. Thank you. Thank you. I had no idea it would be so successful. To be honest, I desperately wanted to stop doing it at the end of last year, but what can I do? The success has outstripped the desire. I'm like a highly paid footballer now who's just phoning it in. I'm just weighed down by success. So weighed down, I'm lethargic. I'm tired. Nothing left but raking in the downloads and the cash while giving nothing back. I'm like Gucci in the 90s. I watched House of Gucci last night, and that's me, raking it in with nothing new to offer and instead just celebrating success, drinking champagne, and now just permanently too drunk to give any new thoughts, any new designs. And now, of course, just like House of Gucci, the recrimination starts. The family squabbles. My son said the other day, "Why don't you do weekly notes now, Daddy? Not daily notes." And I'm like, "Screw you! Screw you." And he's already better at piano and singing than me. Hard to believe he's better at singing than me. And he said, "I might start releasing short clips like you on Instagram." And I was like, "Screw you. You can't do that. You can't take over the family business." And he said, "You're tired, Daddy. You're tired. You just one note now. One note. You don't want to do it anymore. You're phoning it in." And I said, "That's not a reason to give up. You know, I didn't have kids just to step into my shoes and carry on walking the path that I have fought to make, struggled to make. Fuck, it's going to be so easy for you. My kids in a few years are going to be so much more successful than me, using basically my ideas. The path that I have trodden, the path that I have fought to create. This is House of Gucci all over again. I'm going to be dead soon and I'll be sipping my champagne and feeding off my downloads. I cannot let that happen. I will not let that happen." So here's the plan. I am selling the rights to this podcast now to the highest bidder. All I care about is cash and not style or content. So basically, if you pledge more than, what's this podcast worth? £130 into the Patreon, I'll stop. Please, God, please pledge £130 into the Patreon and I'll stop. I've got no new ideas, no new designs. I'll basically give you everything. You can have it. On one condition. You guarantee that it doesn't make life any easier for my kids. Because the day they get more successful than me, you may as well shoot me. And I'm not fucking joking either. Lots of love to everyone but my kids.